I'm Valerie Vintage. I initially started doing burlesque about a year and a half ago. I actually found a company called the Screaming Chicken Theatrical Society, and they are an amazing nonprofit organization, and they run a school of burlesque, and they do a monthly or bi-monthly show called The Taboo Review, and a few others. They've done other things like Orgy of the Dead and all sorts of fun and crazy things. I took their 8-week Becoming Burlesque class, and I was immediately hooked. For me, I did it just, you know, I got to a stage in my life, I wanted to do something different, and it was a body image, and, you know, it's, as a woman, I'm always wondering, you know, if I compare to other women, am I sexy enough, and, you know, and it's really the most empowering thing I've ever done. Truly the most empowering thing as a woman. And I'm hooked and I love it. I haven't looked back. I'm actually producing my own show on Sunday night, the last night of the festival. And I decided to do something that, you know, was a little different, a little interesting. And so we're doing a fetish burlesque. So it's kind of a crossover. It's a burlesque with a kinky theme to it. So, you know, you'll see a few interesting things, I'm sure, on Sunday night. There's lots of great shows during the Burlesque Festival, actually. Going out right now, May 6th to 9th at the Rickshaw Theatre. And it's the first night of the festival tonight. We've actually gone through 3 shows already, and we're just about to start. We're about to start a second show. And we've got some amazing performers from out of town. It really is an international festival. And, you know, we're just looking forward to 16 solid shows with, you know, hundreds of performers.
So tell me a little bit more about the chicken. Describe the name again.
The Screaming Chicken Theatrical Society. Yeah, they do a lot of great things. I mean, really, they can be best described as sort of vaudeville. I mean, there's a lot of talk of, you know, the nouveau burlesque, and, you know, there's so many different names we can call burlesque these days. There's gorlesque, and, you know, there's different genres, and it's, to fit it into one category is very difficult. And you'll see that over the festival, so many different types of burlesque that people are bringing to the stage.
How many public performances have you done now that since you did the class?
Wow, I've probably done now about 10 public performances. I performed at Kitty Knight's on Sundays at the Biltmore. I've done Taboo Review. I did a Newbie Boobie show last year. That was a fun show, all brand new performers out of the gate, and we did that at Maxine's Hideaway last year. A lot of fun. I did a show at the Red Room recently. We did a Burlesque Takes Broadway show. So that was great fun. Just change it up. I'm creating new numbers all the time. It's great.
So how has it changed from doing it the first time to now in terms of being in front of an audience and your routines? And
I just want to keep creating. Every time I do a number, I'm happy to do it and show it off to people. And then I immediately want to do something new, which is kind of an amazing experience. So a lot of costuming goes into it, a lot of planning. But really what I'm inspired by is music, most of all. And the love of music and, you know, finding interesting and funny things and how you see things.
So do your friends know you're doing this?
Everybody in my life knows I'm doing it. How could you not? It's I can't avoid it. It's become a part of who I am.
Have you gotten any friends involved as well?
All of my friends come and see my shows. Not many of them have jumped in, but I've made hundreds of friends in the burlesque community. I'm stoked. It's like the people in the Vancouver burlesque scene are amazing. Women and men, guys, you can either call them burlesque or boylesque. Coined the term, but a lot of really good people, and I think we're very similar. We love to create, we love to bring things, and we collaborate, even between the different troupes. You know, the festival will show that. You know, we all collaborate to put the show on, and we couldn't be happier. This is the height of burlesque in Vancouver.
So how have you found the response so far from the Vancouver community?
Well, by the response tonight, the packed house, I guess I'd say awesome. They're very welcoming, and they want to see our burlesque. They do.